Right, back to George Formby. I'm in the studio with Jerry and Neil from the George Formby Society, and we talked about George's connections with Wigan and Newtley Willows and, of course, Warrington. And his funeral in Warrington, it was it about 100,000 people?
100,000.
It was actually in Liverpool, his funeral.
Yeah.
But it came to but the was family buried grave in, here in Warrington.
It was buried, and I think, was the people lining the route all the way through?
Yeah, all the way from Aigburth near Liverpool.
So can you tell us a little bit about when George was born and he was born
in Westminster Street, which, if anybody knows Wigan, is just opposite Tesco's. There's a big wall, big brick wall opposite Tesco's with a blue plaque on it that says George Formby, film star, was born very near this spot. And we put that up about 1982, something like that?
I wasn't there then, Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were only a baby.
No, you got that done, I know that.
Then. So yeah, we put that up early doors. That was the very first tangible thing that we got put up in Warrington. In Wigan. But the council, for some reason, were always against George Formby. They thought he's got this cloth cap image.
Is this the Wigan council?
This is Wigan council. And when I asked about a plaque putting up, they were like, we're not going to put a plaque up in Wigan to George Formby. But I dropped on a chap called Dick Hatch that worked for the BBC. And then I was very friendly with him for years. And then he retired from the BBC. And guess where he went working? Wigan Council. And I went into the town hall, saw Dick. We had a meal, had a drink or two. And I said, I've got this idea of a plaque for George Formby. He says, there's one in a drawer. In the councillor's drawer, but it's never been put up. It was just like a brass one. And he showed it to me. I said, well, let's get it put up where George was born. He said, well, not really allowed to. He says, but I'll tell you what, let's push for one of those blue plaques, these heritage plaques, which we did. The George Formby Society funded it. It went up, and it's still there to this day. It's been up years.
And there's a statue there in Wigan.
And now we've got
it?
A statue. It started life in 2004. They were building a brand new shopping place in Wigan called the Grand Arcade. And our friend John Sanson, who's a Warrington lad, he's the manager up there. And we chatted with John and said, if we got a statue, could we put it in your shopping centre? Because Wigan Council won't let us put it in the street. And John said, yeah, fine, it can go outside near the Roman ruins. But the council then withdrew the planning permission because it was so close. We can't have George Formby next to the Roman ruins. So I was a bit glad, anyway. I was miffed at first, but I was a bit glad in a way because John Sanson said, let's bring it inside. So now George's statue actually stands well inside the shopping centre, and it's a central point. People kind of say, I'll see you at the statue. So it's a real good focal point in Wigan.
I've seen it. It's a lovely statue.
It's a cracking statue,
There's a likeness of George at Warrington Cemetery, but it's not George Formby Jr.
That's his dad.
Yeah,
that's his dad.
Now George's father, was it James Lawler Booth?
Yes, that was his correct name.
Yeah. Born 1875.
Yeah, that's correct. And he picked the name Formby off a railway wagon.
I believe so, and I wondered about this because I was told it was at Wigan Station and a train came past with Formby written on it.
Yeah.
But there's no trains that go to Formby from Wigan now, but I know there was another line there once.
I don't think it actually was going to Formby. It was like a coal wagon with the name Formby on the side.
That clears it up.
So maybe it was, I don't know, were there pits in Formby? I don't know. Maybe they brought coal from the town of Formby. But he must have been stood there and thought, well, here we go, nice railway wagon with Formby on it. And George was a famous name at the time because of King George, so he picked George Formby.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's great, because if he'd seen a Ribble bus going past, he'd have been called George Ribble. But luckily it was a train that he saw.
That's great, isn't it? Now, as well as George Formby Senior living in Warrington for a good while, he also, as he was with Music Hall staff for a good while as well, wasn't he? And he had bad health, wasn't that? Did he die at 45 years old?
TB,
yeah.
Consumption,
TB.
I think they call it,
right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you were saying before, Neil, that he died, George came back from Ireland.
But no, he was actually in Moulton then, when his dad died. He came back, he was back in England by then.
Okay.
After he'd been in Ireland, he ended up in Newmarket.
Still,
then
still
he started
with
putting
the horses.
On, he started riding over the sticks.
Okay.
And he was in Moulton with a chap called Bottrell. I'm a racing man, you see, so I've traced a little
you
bit.
You said you've
this.
Been at the races today, haven't you?
I've been at Aintree today, getting ready for the Grand National next
week. Okay.
But I spent 2 days in Newmarket tracing George's racing career.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Newmarket Library, they've got all the racing calendars
mm-hmm.
with all the meetings in, and you can go through them all. I think back to 1700s, actually. I didn't go that far back for George.
But I'm correct that he was very upset, though, wasn't he? He came back to Wigan or Warrington at the time. He was very upset, and his mum said, let's go to London.
That's supposed to have happened. Seen somebody taking his father's act off.
And was he building himself, this guy in London, as the new George Formby?
No, not really. He basically just plagiarised his act. Copied it, because George weren't around anymore. He just thought, oh, this is a good act. I'll do it now.
And then am I correct that George's mum said, if anyone's going to copy your dad, it's going to be you?
Yeah, but the thing is, young George had never seen his dad perform.
Right.
Because his dad wouldn't let him watch him. He used to say, hang on, one fool in the family's enough. You're not coming to the theatre watching me.
But the amazing thing is that I'm going to play a tune now just before we go up to the news, and they both sound very alike, don't they?
Unbelievably, yeah. There's an LP called Chip Off the Old Block, where old George is on one side of it, young George is on the other, and they're singing each other's songs. And you get to the stage where you're not sure who's who. They sound so alike, it's amazing.
Okay, well, let's go up to the news then with this song. This is George Formby Senior, and the song is called All of a Sudden.
All of a sudden it struck me.
That's right, let's play it.
Good evening, everybody. I'm going to bark now. No, I mean sing. Go on, start band. You must keep on playing now, you know, till I start to sing. And when I start to sing, you'll know I've begun. See? Now, I'm going to start now, this next time. Last week to a concert I chanced to go. They asked me to sing, but I answered no. I said, I'm a conjurer, my name it is Cleggs. I'll show you a trick if you lend me some eggs. Then all of a sudden it struck me. I wished I'd have said I could sing. Dash it, I ought to have said I could sing. Of course, I never thought about it, what they was going to do. It's a good job I wasn't conjuring with bricks. It was bad enough as it was. You know, I'm very sensitive. I can smell a thing when it's coming. Let's see if I can get any better in this next verse. Be ready, lad, now. I shared me bed with a pal, you see. That's when he worked in the drapery. He dreamt he was serving one night, and so I thought he was tearing up calico. Then all of a sudden it struck me, I found he was tearing my shirt. Oh, it's awful, you know. He kept on saying, what for you, madam? 1 yard, right. That's another piece gone. That's an imitation of when he was tearing it. So I had to get up and chastise him. I expect sheets will go next. Third act now, lad. Get ready. I went to the doctor's because I was ill.
Have a great evening with your community station, Radio Warrington.